You praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, our Father. We worship you. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Be praised and be exalted in Jesus' name. Abba, Father, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Let's appreciate the Most High God. Last Sunday, we left here. We've been to our various places and different engagements. The Lord kept us. The Lord was with us. His presence does not leave us. Let's appreciate God for his present help in time of need, for our battle that he fought, even when we know what is happening. Let's open our mouth and appreciate the Most High God. Most High God, we bless your name. Adonai will give you all the glory. Be exalted and be praised in the name of Jesus. Awesome God, awesome wonder. You are the mighty ruler. We recognize you. Yeah, you are the king of all the earth. That's why this evening we come to bow before your throne in our worship. We come to bow before your throne in our praise. We lift you higher. We lift you higher. We lift you higher. Be exalted and be praised. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, El Shaddai. Glory be to your name in the name of Jesus. Let's take this song. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. Oh, we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. 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 You are worthy, oh Lord. Alpha, Omega, besides thee, there is no other God. Alpha, Alpha, oh Omega, we confess besides thee, there is no other God. Alpha, Alpha, oh Omega, besides thee, there is no other. There is no other God. Alpha, Omega, Omega, beside thee, there is no other. There is no other God. Alpha, Omega, beside thee, there is no other God. No other God. Alpha, Alpha, Omega,
Besides thee, there is no other God.
One more time, let's appreciate the Most High God for this special thing that it does not go the way the enemy planned for us. Let's give God praise that as much as enemy put their effort together, but God disrupt their plan. It does not go their way. God did not permit the enemy to rejoice over our life. Let's appreciate Jesus. God, we thank you for this you have done in our life. We recognize your faithfulness that you disarm every tools the enemy put together against us. Every pit the enemy has dug for us, you did not allow us to go into it. You disrupt the agenda and the plan of the wicked against us. Let's begin to appreciate God Almighty. Father, we praise your name. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Thank you for the mercy that prevail over judgment. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh God, we praise your name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, be magnified, be glorified, be exalted. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, El Shaddai. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we worship your name. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the mercy that we enjoy. Thank you for the mercy that you surrounded us with day by day. Oh God of heaven, we do not worthy of this, but due to your mercy, we are able to embrace your love through the mercy. We are able to embrace your mercy through divine protection. We are able to embrace your mercy through provision you make for us every day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Our Lord will praise you. Our God will not stop calling your name. We will not stop calling your name. Thank you, Abba Father. We worship you that you always give us the reason to rejoice, even in this assembly. Thank you, Jesus, for every good thing that we celebrate, for every rejoicing that we had. Oh God, it is by your strength and by your power that made this happen. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Lord, we do not have nothing to give you than just to say thank you, Abba Father. Be thou glorified. Be thou magnified. In the name of Jesus, be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we say we bow down and worship Yahweh. We bow down and worship Yahweh. We bow down. We bow down and worship Yahweh. We bow down and worship Yahweh. We call your name, Yahweh, we call you, Yahweh. Oh Lord, awesome wonder, mighty ruler, you are King of all the earth. We bow before your throne.
awesome, awesome wonder, almighty ruler, king of all the earth. We bow before your throne. We bow, oh, oh, we bow down and worship Yahweh. We bow down and worship Yahweh.
Lord, we praise your name. Lord, we give it to you. Lord, we adore your majesty, that it is by your privilege that we are able to come and bow our heads and bow our knees in worship of your name. For you have allowed us, O God. Your mercy has allowed us, O God. Your enablement has allowed us, O God. Be thou honored and be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be thou praised in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you, O God. This evening we ask that you purify us, make us whole in the name of Jesus. We call on the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. Thou let the blood of Jesus purify us and make us whole in the name of Jesus. Even as we speak to the heaven, let there be an opening in the name of Jesus. Let there be an opening in the name of Jesus. Let there be an opening in the name of Jesus. Let there be an opening in the name of Jesus. Let there be an opening in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, through thy presence, pour out your mind. Pour out your presence upon us in the name of Jesus. Let the atmosphere be open. Let the atmosphere be stirred, that the heavens will reveal your presence in our midst in the name of Jesus. We come to stand upon thy promise that wherever 2, 3 people gather in your name, you are in their midst to grant them a request. We come in the order of these promises in our life, that, oh God, open the gate of heaven unto us in our request, in our engagement of heavens this hour in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before we go into prayer, I want us to declare this after me. I want us to declare. We have come into 2025, and sincerely, the year is running faster. It's no more showing it's new anymore. The year is fast moving at a fast pace. Today is 16. By the help of God, it's a month that we must lay hold to what belongs to us in destiny in the name of Jesus. Even though the year is running out, but the more it runs, the more we take load, we take hold of our destiny and everything that is entrusted with our destiny in the name of Jesus. I want us to declare, I think, give me Jeremiah 30:19. I want us to declare this. Say, the Lord will multiply me and I will not be few. I like that word. See, towards the end, yes. And say, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. As for you, in this year, what shall proceed from your mouth shall always be a word of thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. I said, the voice of them that make merry. Everything that worth making merry for will be your portion and my portion in the name of Jesus. As for this church entirely, things that we worth celebrating, things that we worth for rejoicing, things that we cause for joy shall be a lot in every month of this year in the name of Jesus. Shall be our heritage in this place in the name of Jesus. For all the members, especially the families of Cornerstone Fountain Church, all the family represented in this place, things that we call for joy shall be a lot in this year in the name of Jesus. Now, this, we are going to shout this together. From this, I want us to read it together. He said, and I will multiply them. Look at what God says about us, about you, about me. Say, I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will glorify them, for they shall not be small. Now say after me, the Lord will multiply me. Say it again. The Lord will multiply me. I will not be filled. The Lord will glorify me. I will not be small. 2025 is my set time of growth, of increase, of upliftment, of elevation, of breakthrough, and of rejoicing and expansion on every side in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, as we declare with our mouth, so shall it be in Jesus' name. This is the word of God for us. This is the promise of God for us. This is the mind of God for us as his children, as his own. Because he is our father. He will never leave his own to be put to shame. That's what he said in his word. But, beloved, as the Lord has said this, yet there are arrangements elsewhere from the pit of hell. Like that word the Bible says, effectual doors are open, but there are adversary. Effectual doors are open, but there are adversary. For this few minutes, we want to pray against keeper and custodians of wickedness. Keepers and custodians of wickedness. You know, the word custody means to be in care or to take care of something, to look after. And keeper as well, they are like guards that guard against certain things. To come out or to go out. Or they are the one that saddle with the responsibility to take charge due to an instruction given, due to a certain order. Praise the Lord. Even and these custodians and keepers of wickedness or keepers of evil come in different form. Can come in form of powers, can come in form of conspiracies, and can come in form of anything that has put itself together. And it is these things that are saddled with responsibility of not making something to have its expressions. Praise the Lord. They come in different, they can be, even they can be governance authority. They can be instructions that are not palatable. They can be ordered. Even they can be from powers from the pit of hell. All in the name of stopping something to manifest. All in the name of stopping somebody to express itself. I remember when I went somewhere to go and recover something. The kind of security that was there, I was scared. I was just praying within me. Never in my life I will see something that will make me to come to this place. I said, if this place didn't open as we are living, we are in trouble. When I look at the way it was guarded, as if more or less meaning detention. I met the person and he said, okay, yeah, we'll see you again. I just say, no, you don't see me again, not this place. These
a work of keepers, watchmen of evil. They make sure the evil instruction is adhered to and they carry it out. And it can come in conspiracy for such evidence, for such aspirations, for such aspirations not to come out. Same in the book of Genesis. Let's go to the book of Genesis. The story of Joseph's brothers. Yes. Yes, Genesis 3, 19. And 20, I think. No. Story of Jacob. Joseph. It's the book of Genesis. I think his brother, they did something. You know, we always read that story that okay, that they put him in the cave. But this came from conspiracy. And the conspiracy has to do with something. And in that, their conversation, that their plan was revealed. In that conversation, their plan was revealed. And when I was reading that place, I was so surprised. Wow. So they can have this kind of mindset to their blood brother. When they throw him to the pit, they said, let's throw him to the pit. And let's see what will become of him. You see, let's throw it into the pit and let's see what will become of him. Meaning, his destiny, his aspiration is buried with him. So that thing he has said, that thing he has foreseen, that, I will this, I will that. Yeah, I think, yes, 37, God bless you. 37. He said, start from 19. See, and they said to one another, behold, this dreamer cometh. No dreamer, the nickname is dreamer. Whereas this thing will do them good as well. Dreamer is him that foresee things that is good, that expecting good things, that have great aspirations. But all of these, they conspire against. Yes, 20. See, come now, therefore, let us lay him and cast him in some pit. And we say some evil beasts have devoured him. And we shall see what will become of his dream. What powers are whose or which gathering, which orchestration is conniving together or has already arranged that let's see what will become of him. Is it by a word? Is it by certain incantation? Is it by certain libation? We want to pray against all these keepers and custodians of wickedness. Whoever that has vowed, whoever that has gone to journeys that is ahead of us, in order to put two or three things together, so that we won't get to where we're supposed to get to. Beloved, this is 2025. Either devil like it or not. 2025, we vomit what belongs to us in the name of Jesus. What we failed to achieve in the past, we will lay hold of them in this 2025 in the name of Jesus. We are going to cry in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every wickedness under heaven, every work of darkness, every arrangement from the pit of hell to stop whatever is meant for me today, I tear them down in the name of Jesus. Begin to decree in the name of Jesus. Every orchestration from darkness, every arrangement from the pit of hell, every association of wickedness that has vowed that I will not lay hold to my expectations in this year, I scatter them by the power in the name of Jesus. Begin to decree in the name of Jesus. We scatter every arrangement
judgment from the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. Every gathering of the keepers of wickedness, every custodian of evil against our aspirations, against our destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare, we decree and declare, they are teared off in the mighty name of Jesus. They are teared down in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we decree every area they are propagating their plan. Lord, we send an arrow to those junctions and destroy them all in the name of Jesus. Custodians of wickedness, keepers of evil gates against our destiny, in the name of Jesus, we send the fire of Holy Ghost into their midst, into their place of standing. We decree the fire of God scatter them in the name of Jesus. Every of their tools, every of their weapons of wickedness, we set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare, we set it ablaze in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In the story of Peter, give me the book of Acts. In the story of Peter, Acts 12. They know, give me 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer were made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Thank God they prayed. And look at what happened. 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with chains. That's the second one. Then the third one. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. Imagine someone that is between soldiers. Armless person. I can't see any way out for such person. Look at, they went as far, they tied him with chains, that his movement was restricted. Not that alone. Then they employed the service of the keepers to guard the whole, even the prison itself. Meaning that they finish everything about Peter, that no way he can fulfill his destiny. And the reason why he was arrested is for the gospel. No, he was propagating the gospel. But he was kept in prison so that his destiny will not find expression. His gospel will not find the notice of men. But to God be the glory. I think in verse 7, God of time. No? And yes, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. Beloved, if it were not the help of an angel, if Peter didn't receive angelic help, there was no way he could have been saved or released. We are going to pray. Everything that has held us down, even though we might be moving, we are doing things, but whatever we need to show forth, because we are putting effort together, but certain things need to come forth from all our effort. Whatever we need to show forth, whatever we need to manifest in the physical, but it's being heard by the soldiers of wickedness, by the keepers of wickedness. Today, we set the angel of heavens, go forth, set those things free in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this evening, oh God, whatsoever, everything that needs to manifest in our destiny, everything
that you have ordained to us. Everything that by your help we need to enjoy, that needs to manifest in the physical. Oh God, we decree, but was held by the soldiers of wickedness, that was held and guarded by the keeper of wickedness. Today we receive angelic help in the name of Jesus. Let the angel appear. Let your angel appear and strike forth fire into their mesa, into their camp, and set whatever that was held in captive, set them free. Everything that belonged to us that was held in captive, set them free in the name of Jesus. Set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. Angelic help come true for us in this year 2025. Angelic help come true, come true, come true in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, angelic help come true for us in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever is being held, whatever is being held in the captivity, today we decree, be released in the name of Jesus, be released in the mighty name of Jesus. Captivity, captivity that has been in place for longer. Oh God, we command, let there be divine release in the name of Jesus. What is meant for us that is in captivity of the wicked, wickedness of the wicked, today we send the angelic help in the name of Jesus. Oh God, order your angels, oh God, to set everything that belongs to us that was held in captive. Oh my God, everything that was held in captivity that is for us, oh God, let there be angelic ordering to release them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. On the same line, we are going to pray. Whatever is meant for me, but was in the cave. Whatever is meant for my destiny. Whatever answer that need to be seen in the open that was held in the cave, I command in the name of Jesus, come forth in the name of Jesus, come forth. As Jesus got to that tomb of Lazarus, he did not just go straight, but he ordered a word. He all of us spoke to his spirit first, that Lazarus, come forth. But and that word make every destination to come alive. We are going to issue a verdict that in the name of Jesus, everything that is meant for us, every virtue that needs to be released, oh God, in the name of Jesus, all those virtues that are in the cave, we release the word in the name of Jesus. Comfort, comfort. Every answers, every explanations, every aspirations, every good plan that was held in the cave, comfort, comfort. In the name of Jesus, my explanation, comfort. My deliverance, comfort. My finances, comfort. My testimony, comfort. My breakthrough, comfort. My elevation, comfort. My joy, comfort. Comfort from every cave. From every cave you have been digging. Comfort. Comfort. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray for this prayer is meant for every one of us, especially some members. See, a miracle in this place is a miracle for all. A testimony for one is a testimony of all. Especially in this place. 2025 must not go without delivering that answer, that testimony. I repeat, a testimony for all, for one is a testimony for all. And even there are some testimony that if it happens, we have no choice than just to rejoice. And we must surely rejoice in general in the name of Jesus. We are going to decree any answer that is meant for everybody in this place that is under veil. Any testimony that is meant for all of us or certain people
in this church that the veil is covering them.
Ah!
The same power on that day when Jesus said it is finished, while saying, he said, the curtain turned down. We're going to release that every testimony that is under veil, let the veil catch fire in the name of Jesus. Let me the decree, let the veil catch fire. Every veil covering testimony, covering answer, covering any rejoicing, covering any expression that will make people to be glad. Oh God, let there be fire from Zion. Consume them in the name of Jesus. Demonic veil covering any answer, let there be fire. Consume them in the name of Jesus. No more veil over every expedition. No more veil. Oh, no covering whatsoever veils, whatever covering, any result that need to come to light today, we tear it down, we turn it apart, we turn to pieces in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Let's just decree this. Let's say it after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, my destiny find expressions. In the name of Jesus, my destiny find expressions. In the name of Jesus, as we decree, our destiny find expressions in the open. In the name of Jesus, whatever we have labored for, whatever we have tried for, that has not flourished, we decree, let the life of God go into them right now and let them come out and be flourished in the name of Jesus. What we have labored for, we must enjoy them in the name of Jesus. And it must be delivered unto our hands in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. So shall it be. Thank you, Abba Father. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's put our hands together for Lord Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your neighbor. Because the veil and the covering is being teared to pieces in the name of Jesus. And our destiny and our testimonies has come out from the cave that was hidden in the name of Jesus. And every week, wickedness of the wicked, every custodians and keepers of wickedness, they are totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. We are made whole in Jesus' name. Whatever is keeping us, in the prison of destiny, today we are released and set free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. We worship your name. We thank the Lord for another beautiful moment in his presence. You know, the presence of God is where we engage, and it's the word that he will listen to us, that we should open our mouth and it will fill it. We thank the Lord for this benefit he has made available for us. Beloved, let's put our offering together as we round up the